Good evening, everyone. My name is Karan, and today I'll be talking to three wonderful people about a topic that's become more and more relevant in recent times. It's the fact that hope is a probability through interfaith for a better world. So here at the Wyndham Multifaith Dinner at the Wyndham Community Education Center, I have with me three wonderful guests. I have Karan, Monica, and Aram. So I'd like to pass it over to you guys so you can introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourselves and why interfaith matters to you. So welcome, everyone. Karan, why don't you go first?
Okay, thank you. I thought you would say ladies first, but that's all right. It's me then. My name is Karan Medharatha. I'm Karan Senior. This is Karan Junior here. We had some name issues.
It's quite important.
Anyhow, I've got a background of digital marketing, and I'm representing the Baha'i Faith. The fundamental principles of the Baha'i Faith are oneness of humanity, essential harmony of all religions, the equality of men and women, freedom of prejudice, and agreement of science and religion, and independent investigation of truth. And I believe interfaith really comes into play here, where we come together as human beings, as people, where all our prejudices are taken away because we sit on a table and discuss about each other's religion and listen to stories. Thank you.
Fantastic. And over to you, Monica.
Thank you, Karan. Good evening, everyone. So my name is Monica Sharma Raizada, and professionally I've been a lecturer, a teacher, and a counselor, and worked with few banks as business development manager as well. Interfaith is very important for me because I was born and brought up in India, where, you know, our friends were Sikhs, Muslims, Christians, and we got to know a lot about each other, each other's faith. And I see Wyndham Interfaith Network as a platform where we get to know each other better, our faiths and practices better. And I think that's the only way to make this world more harmonious and peaceful. And coming from teaching background, it is my dream, and my team also agrees with me, it is important to involve students as well. So hopefully, if time permits and resources permit, from next year, we would like to involve schools as well, because being a school teacher, I have noticed that not all the students have this exposure of getting to know about different faiths. That's where the fear of unknown creeps in, and it is not good for us and for our future. I come from Hindu background, Hindu religion. I was born Hindu in a priest family, Brahmin family. And we believe Vasudev Kutumbakam. The whole world is one family. Mm-hmm. And we believe that we are all energies. Depending on each other, we can be happy only when all our community members are happy. So we have to work harmoniously in a way that we take care of well-being of each other. Thank you.
Fantastic, Monica. And how about you, Aram?
Thank you, Karan. My name is Aram, and I belong to a Muslim faith. 9 years ago, I moved to Australia along with my daughter, Anusha, and I came here in search of a good and peaceful life, full of my wishes and freedom. And alhamdulillah, I have God achieved everything in Wyndham. I'm really thankful to Wyndham, what I have achieved. I belong to, professionally, I belong to financial institution, and community is my passion. I'm a people person, I'm a talkative person. I started community work even before getting job in Australia. I used to cook for community for 4 years. I used to organize open table community lunch. I used to cook 10 kg biryani rice for community along with other Pakistani food. I have come from Pakistan. After that, I started organizing welcome dinners. I am honored to receive award in the category of community engagement from Wyndham Council. I have engaged more than 10,000 people in Victoria by organizing community events. And along with that, Wyndham Interfaith Network is my passion, and I am secretary of Wyndham Interfaith Network. And here we are. We have gathered to discuss about hope, how we can be hopeful, how we are hopeful to make this world a better place through the platform of Interfaith Network. Thank you.
Fantastic. What a lovely round of introductions from our guests. Now, I'd like to start off with a question that sort of kind of steps a little bit into our domain of, you know, questioning. What does the term hope mean for you in terms of your faith? I'll go in order again, so I'll start with Karan first. So yeah, what does hope mean in terms of you for your faith?
I think hope is a very positive word. Personally, hope, I feel, is something that's invisible within you, and you actually, any hurdle that comes, you can cross it with that hope. Right. And as far as the faith is concerned, there is a quote from the faith which goes, "Never lose thy trust in God. Be thou ever hopeful, for the bounties of God never cease to flow upon mankind. If viewed from one perspective, they seem to decrease, but from another, they are full and complete. Mankind is under all conditions immersed in the sea of God's blessing. Therefore, be thou not hopeless under any circumstances, but rather be firm in thy hope." Abdul Baha.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that really in-depth answer. I quite enjoyed that. How about you, Monica? Do you have anything that you would like to share? So what does hope mean for you in terms of your faith?
Thanks, Karan. I think because of hope and my faith, I'm sitting here alive, because in my previous life, I was a family violence victim. And there was one time when, you know, there was kind of, I was going to finish my life. But I can see here now, and I can say I never left my practice of praying and meditating every day since I was in year 7. That gave me hope and inner strength that I could do well in my life. I'm alive now. I could take care of my daughter. And not only that, I have helped more than 300 women here in Wyndham in Australia, those who were struggling in unsafe environment, and now they are living a life with self-respect and dignity. And I think it's all because of the hope we have.
Fantastic. That's amazing to hear. And Aram, your turn.
I believe hope is sunshine. Like, this is my personal opinion. I feel in sunshine when we enjoy the day, when we enjoy everything, when we can see everything. I feel like hope is a sunshine, is a daylight, a positive attitude, a positive behavior. And in that sunshine, we can see the way, the direction to achieve our goal. We can see the destination. So for me, hope is a sunshine.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
An amazing analogy. And I feel like analogies help us connect more with whatever topic or whatever fundamental we are talking about. Now, I'd like to take it back a little bit. Now, I heard that you all are from different fields of work. You all have different faiths and are from different countries. And you've seen different things. Now, I was wondering, as people from different perspectives looking on the world, have you noticed that there is hope that is slowly being lost in people? And if so, why do you think that is? And I'll start with Aram first this time.
I feel that there is a very there's a fundamental phenomena as a habit or the nature or the feature of a human being, mm-hmm. which is called patience. We are losing patience day by day, and there are many factors involved in that, why we are losing patience. But that's the first thing, because we are losing patience, that's why we are losing hope. And behind this this phenomena that we are losing patience. I think because we, every one of us, or most of us, we want to see, or we want the results very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. We don't want to work hard. We don't want to spend much time on it. We don't go for the quality, but we go for the quantity. Right. So that's why we want shortcut. We are losing patience. We are losing patience. We are losing hope.
Right, right. An interesting insight. And Monica, what about you?
Thanks, Karan. You've very well said, Aram. And I think when I talk to family violence victims, I always make a point, try my best to talk to the partner as well. And coming from economics background, I always like figures and, you know, look at the percentage and all that. So whenever I talk to them, I have realized that they have been disconnected from spirituality and they are becoming more and more materialistic. They want to be rich in one day. But if we stay connected with spirituality, we will not lose hope and we will gain what we deserve to gain by using the right medium in time. So with me, hope is important and spirituality and stay connected with Almighty is very important because I think we are spiritual beings having humanly experience.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thanks.
And Karan?
Thank you. But I think both answers are very good. And and especially what Monica said, I think it's us going more and more into materialistic things and finding, wanting instant gratification. You know, if somebody wants an iPhone or something, a car, you know, those happiness, those, they only lie for a week, 10 days, a month, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at, go back to basics.
Right.
You know, be more spiritual and see what the prophets or what our religion says. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more of selfless help that you can do for others.
Right.
Not only keep filling your own pockets or keep doing, you know, getting material things for oneself. There has to be a balance, the right balance, and that would help
right
going forward.
So from all of your answers, what I'm getting is there are three major things that are hindering the world right now, which is instant gratification, so wanting something instantly and having something gained instantly. There is the love of the material. And I think, Karan, your point raises a sort of a question about our footprint. So not so much our carbon footprint or, you know, your digital footprint that everyone thinks about. But there's a spiritual footprint that not many people tend to look at or tend to focus on. So based on these things, I have a question. How do you think interfaith can become a conduit through which hope can be brought to people? Because you guys are all members of the interfaith community. You know, you people have been doing it for a long, long time and have many, many insights on this sort of thing. So how can interfaith become a conduit to bring hope back to people? I'll start with Monica this time.
Oh, thank you. All right. So I think we are already doing it. During COVID time, we were, even if it was a simple thing of organizing meetings and, as Lawrence said, you know, dinners together, mm-hmm. taking care of each other. So it is, you know, creating hope and being there for each other.
Right.
And today, with the wider community, we are doing that. And I really hope that, you know, hope, yes, that you stay connected with us, you know, be part of Wyndham Interfaith Network. Because all of us do have some skills which we can contribute to make this world better.
Of course.
And in our Wyndham Interfaith Network, we have very open discussions. Structured meeting, but open discussions about each week we talk about different faith. And if there are some festivities coming up, we share why these festivities are and how these festivities are going to be celebrated. That way, we know a lot, which if we read a book or maybe watch a movie, it's okay. We get a glimpse of it, but not the depth.
Yeah.
So if we continue this journey involving more and more people, like just during when we were having meal together, one gentleman was saying that, why shouldn't we make it together, not just your Wyndham Interfaith Network? He's from Melton Interfaith Network. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. Why shouldn't we organize these kind of events on regular basis? Why just once a year? Mm. Why not once in 3 months and involve more and more people? Right. I think that's the way to go.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And Aram? Oh, there we go. Aram?
Yes, Wyndham Interfaith Network is a great platform which provides safe environment to everyone, belong to any faith. They can come and share their opinions, share their learnings, and share their beliefs with us. I think it's a great opportunity to know about other culture, other faiths, because normally we belong to our faith and we see people who belong to our faith. It's unusual, and I think because sometimes we are scared of other faiths, right. Sometimes we have negative information about other faiths, so we manipulate the things by ourselves without knowing the actual truth about other faiths. So it made us limited,
right,
within our capacity. So Wyndham Interfaith provides opportunity to enlarge your way of thinking and, you know, your knowledge. So I think this exchange of information really brings hope in all of us, and really growing the hope that when we share knowledge from the perspective of our faith, we find the similarities. Mm-hmm. Outside the, means in the world, outside our faith circle, we always look for the differences, mm-hmm. which leads to violence, to hate, and negativity. Exchange the knowledge which are similar among faith. Of course, there are a lot of similarities among different faiths. It strengthened our capacity to learn more about and be hopeful. Mm-hmm. So Wyndham Interfaith Network is providing really hope, a great hope to all of us, belong to all culture or all faith, or even if someone is not following any faith. It strengthens and it enlightens the way of living. We can live together, particularly in Wyndham, where we have different faiths.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Lovely, lovely, lovely answer. And Karan? Karan, yeah. Senior?
Senior. Yeah, I think Monica and Aram have explained it very well. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to add that, you know, it's more of bonds of unity that we find when we are there meeting together. And we're not looking at differences. We're actually looking at commonality, yeah, in each religion. And as Baha'is, I believe that, you know, it's the source is one. If the source is one, mm-hmm. then we are one. And we just need to accept that, and we need to find the unifying qualities that are there in everyone. And other thing that I think Wyndham Interfaith helps is putting down prejudices against each other's religions. Like Aram said, you know, out in the open, mm-hmm. you know, you're only with your own culture, own people. But when you are with the interfaith, you're sitting there with different people with different religions.
Absolutely.
And when you're seeing that commonality there, all those prejudices are gone.
Yeah. Thank you for your answer, Karan. And I think for now, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you to our wonderful, wonderful panel of guests for your in-depth answers and just getting us to think about things we typically don't go in-depth about. So, yeah, once again, this is Karan coming to you with Karan Senior. Well, Karan Junior coming with Karan Senior, Monica and Aram from the Wyndham Multifaith Dinner at the Wyndham Community and Education Center, talking about hope and interfaith's sort of network in that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Karan Jr. You've done a great job.
Well done. You're an excellent moderator. Yes. Beautiful.